Welcome back to episode 42 of A Shot of Weeb. This is the show where we drink alcohol and watch anime. Well, not at the same time.
Well, we've already watched the anime.
Yeah. We also don't have a set intro, so...
We should probably establish one. We're like we're 43 episodes in, and we still wing the intro every time.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Sometimes it just be like that, you know?
It works well enough.
That's questionable.
So I guess what did we watch? Because this was your choice this week.
Wait, was this my choice?
Yes, this was your choice, which means that I hope you have the die ready.
Oh no, I don't. My dice are downstairs because I took them for magic.
All right. Well, during the mid break, we'll get them.
That requires walking.
Ugh. Oh my god! Already this early. What did you choose to make us watch?
So I decided to pick up on something that I've been putting off for months. It's been in my plan to watch since long before A Shot of Weeb was a thing. So that'd be years at this point. And it was actually one that I talked about watching pretty early on into our run and then never wound up doing. It was always like, we'll watch this unless I find something else. And then I would find something else. Mm-hmm.
Which you almost did again this time.
Yeah, I did, actually. I had another one in mind and then was like, maybe not. Mm-hmm. So we're finally getting around to one that's been on my backlog for centuries. We watched Death Parade. Mm-hmm. Your camera is in the wrong place. I did not... I set up my screen, but I set up my screen wrong, and I just realized that's what was bothering me.
Oh, my God. And now that's going to be in the recording.
Well, you act like I care.
All right, so we watched Death Parade, but before
it's not
we start,
Death Note.
No, it's not. This motherfucker. Before we get into talking about it, though, I didn't actually introduce either of us, so I'm the Seaweed Ambassador.
We need to lock in an intro. Holy crap!
No, we don't. We're fine. He's the Epic Wob.
I'm the Epic Wob. That is true.
So, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm going to be completely upfront. I'm feeling really good. I'm not usually feeling really good. So I don't want to drink a bunch and mess with that. So I just made there's no point showing you. It's just in a mug. I made a rum and coke. Just like something simple. 3-to-1 ratio. Splash of lime to round it out. Because I don't really want to go too hard today.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that does mean I do not have shots. I mean, I have shots. There's vodka downstairs, but I don't. I'm not doing that today. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm also not going too hard, so I don't have any shots either.
I could do shots of peanut butter. No. I don't know why it's up here. This is supposed to be in the kitchen. I think I forgot to put it away last night.
That would be my guess, since it's still up here. Anyways, I have a rum and Dr. Pepper Zero, so... That's what I'm drinking because I'm very tired, and if I start taking shots, I'm gonna pass out in the middle of recording.
You have a what in Dr. Pepper Zero? It sounded like you said ramen.
Rum.
Rum. I heard ramen Dr. Pepper Zero. I was so confused.
Yeah, you never.
So
tried
we basically
that?
Made the same thing.
Yeah, basically.
That's fair.
But
that's fair. Accidental planning. We'll take it.
It worked out better than our actual planning. So,
I wasn't even sure we were getting on to record today. I didn't get a confirmation until like half an hour till.
All right, well, to get started into the anime review or whatever we're calling this, kanpai.
Oh, filled it. Goodbye.
Oh, man. Very nice. Very, very nice.
I think I put a touch too much rum in there, but it's still good.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck my ratio is. I just kind of pour, and I'm like, that looks good.
And I like, researched what a good ratio was before I made it.
And I don't fuck around with any like lime and that's way too much work. You just mix the two drinks in the cup and you're good to go.
Look, man, I at least want to pretend to be classy.
I don't. I put it in a glass cup. So.
Nah, I could have actually if I wanted to put in the extra effort, and I hadn't finished off the cranberry juice. I could have. I bought all the supplies to make another cocktail that I hadn't done before, but I bought like a really cheap cranberry juice, and so it didn't turn out good at all. And I don't actually know if it's because the cranberry juice was ineffective for what it was supposed to do, or if it just is not a cocktail I like. I'll have to find out soon by buying more cranberry juice.
Like some decent cranberry juice.
Yeah, not the $1 gallon.
Yeah. Alrighty. So you kind of talked about like why you wanted to watch Death Parade a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I knew like generally what it was, in that I knew I thought it itself had been like conceived as sort of like a practice animation. Now I misunderstood that. There was a special, like a one episode Death Billiards, which that was animation training. This show was spawned as a full version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because people liked that so much that they wanted a full version.
I found that origin really fascinating, and it wound up on my list after that, and it's been on there for years. I don't know who I heard about it from. It may actually have been you back when we were working in the dish mines together.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, yeah. Because I watched this show as it was airing back in 2015.
6 years ago.
Yeah, don't remind me. I hate that.
It doesn't feel that... Dude, I don't like time. I was at work the other day, and I realized that, like, I'm very close to 24. I'm ancient.
Yeah, I could, like, literally die of old age any day. At, like, any point. Just, like, fall over, and that's it. That's
how halfway through recording, you're, like, roasting me for not having seen Death Note. You just keel over, and I'm like, finally.
Yeah, but see, that's when you think you're finally free of the curse. That's when I'm just haunting. It's a constant reminder to watch Death Note, not a weekly one.
Every screen I look at ever for the rest of my life, you're just playing Death Note on it.
Yep. That's it. That's how it goes. The only thing you're ever allowed to watch. But yeah, I remember I watched this as it was airing. Thought it was pretty cool. And it kind of like I would think about it every once in a while. You know, like some of the shows, you know how like you watch some shows and you just never think about them again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But this one I'd kind of like come back from the memory bank every once in a while. I'm not really sure why though. Like I don't know why.
I mean, I'd say this one stands out a lot. Like, there's a lot to be said about... I'd say the character designs. Like, everyone is very, very... distinct from each other. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good design elements in the show.
Yeah. And a familiar face in the show as well.
Really?
But we'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that later.
Because it's in a later episode.
It's in season 2.
No, this is not going to get a season 2. Because it doesn't need one, and I hope it doesn't get a season 2, honestly.
Yeah, no, they wrapped it up very well.
Yeah. So what's the premise of the show? What's the premise?
So the premise of this show, there's... When people die, they get paired off and sent to a bar. There's like a bunch of them. The arbiters run them, but we watch the events unfolding in the bar Quindecim, which is on the 15th floor, and its name is adjacent to 15. So you see the parallel there. Where's it going with that? And they get paired off, and to determine whether they go to reincarnation or if they get dropped into the void, never to be seen again, the people's souls, that is. Mm-hmm. The Arbiter pits them against each other in some sort of game and observes them to see that they have their memories, so they take into account what they've already done and then see how they react, like, in these circumstances, what they do to the other person, how they behave and stuff, and determine whether or not each of these people individually, which destination they are set to go to. And it's not like a whoever wins the game goes to the good place. Not necessarily. They just observe the performance of the game to verify, because we see in one episode that, like, for example, two people could both get reincarnated at the end of the game.
Yeah. And two people could also
just get yeeted into the void.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with winning and losing.
Although they frame it that way to encourage reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, the people who come into the bar don't know that they've died. They don't remember
that. Yeah, they don't find that out till after the game.
Yeah, or sometime during.
Well, yeah. Near the end of the game. That's usually the last thing they remember. Because their memories, like, leading up to the event, a lot of their memories actually get removed, so they remember very little about themselves, and then they learn more of it through the game, finally near the end remembering, oh yeah, I died, this is how.
Yeah. And so we get to see the psyches of some people, how fucked up some people are, and then how pure, I guess, you know. That's the scale we're going to rate people on. Is pure
to fucked up?
The pure to fucked up scale, yeah. Yeah, we all know where Shinji sits on that scale. You haven't watched Evangelion, so you wouldn't.
Did you hear that? Did that pick up on mic?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I think that was a dog?
Okay. Because it kind of scared the shit out of me, I'm not going to lie.
I got
You got another ghost? What the fuck?
No, I gotta look out the window. Edit, don't edit, I don't know. I gotta check this.
Alright, I'm gonna do a live commentary of what's going on. Alright, he's getting up to go look. He's going to the window, and he's off frame, and that's all the commentary I can do, folks. I hope you enjoyed the commentary that I gave you, because I'm just, like, that scared the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. I was fucking terrified when I heard that noise. I don't know what it was. Let's see if he comes back and says what it was. What was it?
I don't see anybody outside.
Ask your fucking roommate if he, like, walked by your door and said Onichan again. Or whatever the fuck he said.
That definitely came from outside.
literal haunting happening right now. That's fun.
Welcome to my life.
Just don't send it my way, please.
Oh, please take it from me. I don't want it.
No. There's already, like, two, like, toddlers that live upstairs that make noise every goddamn hour of the day. I don't need more.
Move into my complex. We got an empty apartment.
I cannot afford to move that far.
I tried to do it. It nearly worked.
Yeah.
Where were we before the ghost dog?
The fucked up to pure scale.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
How do you quantify this exactly?
Well, obviously fucking
first rule of improv, always put your friend on the spot.
to put it in terms of anime, right? The fucked up side of things, you've got, like, fucking, Jesus Christ, I literally can't think of a single anime character right now. what the fuck? And it makes me hard, because, like, I want to find one that, like, you would also know.
Oh, what's her name? What's her name? Not Yuki. Yuna? No, the girl from Mirai Nikki.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, she'd be down there towards the fucked up side of things. I would put, like fucking Doflamingo would be down there as a One Piece character.
I'm like 15 episodes in.
I know.
I watched a One Piece video yesterday, and it probably had spoilers in it, but I don't know it because I'm not there yet.
Yeah, it probably did.
There was this dude with, like, really round arms, and then another guy that wore a baby bonnet, and it was set to sad music.
Oh, man. He's on the pure side of things.
I mean, it was set to the same music as another. My roommate was sending me these, basically like mini OVAs, but it was set to like the same sad song. And then the second one he sent me was the same song, but it was clips from a Silent Voice. No, Silent Voice, is that what it was called? The one about the deaf girl that I watched like last week.
It's a Silent Voice.
Yeah, it was that one. That was a really good movie, by the way, and I'd love to talk about it sometime.
I mean, I love that movie. It's one of my favorites.
We just bail on a neither watched episode and do a both watched episode.
Nah. Like, that's, we do that half the time with the other ones, so. Trying to think of other characters that would be on the fucked up scale bubble to the pure scale.
My rum and coke had a bubble, and it bubbled, it popped, and it went right in my eye.
What the fuck did you put in your rum and coke?
I don't know, but it splished in my eye.
So we've got, like on the pure side of things, you know, like any of the pre-Cure girls. Cardcaptor Sakura. There we go. There's one.
I'm trying to think of an example I know.
We've got like Nagisa from Ass Class. He would be
okay.
The
yeah,
pure.
That would. Yeah, I'll accept that.
And then the guy who sticks his gun in the ramen would be on the fucked up side. Does that work?
That's how you make American style ramen.
Oh wait, no! I have the perfect one.
Yeah,
Yugi is pure. Seto Kaiba is fucked up. There we go. That's the scale right there.
I actually have context for that one, despite never having seen an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, you've got the culture. They're in the zeitgeist. So,
dude, one of my friends that I hang out with over Discord has been streaming. Oh, what the fuck is it called? Yu-Gi-Oh Legacy of the Duelist, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I've been watching him play through that, and that's how I'm getting the lore of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe.
There's a lot of lore. At one point, the universe splits into four.
I've watched all of, like, the first show, quote-unquote, having seen him play this game, and now there's, like, a new character, and Yugi showed up for, like, 2 seconds, and then they're at a school, and that's where
you're in GX? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's GX.
They're at a school, and they're being treated as, like...
Yeah, Jaden.
Yeah, he's not Yugi. That's
no,
the problem.
No, he's Jaden. He's the main
And there's
character.
Also... He's not Woey Jeeler, so he's a bad character.
I hate that. But then once you get after GX, then you've got card games on motorcycles. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah,
5Ds.
I'm very excited for that one.
It's... legitimately so fucking good. I love 5Ds so much. It also added my favorite mechanic into the game. Whatever. Okay, look, this isn't a Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode. This is a Death Parade episode. Got sidetracked.
Basically the same?
No, not at... No? I don't know. There's a lot of death in Yu-Gi-Oh!
No one dies. Death. It's the Shadow Realm?
Only in the 4Kids version.
Please. Of course this is the 4Kids version.
I mean, I love the 4Kids version of Yu-Gi-Oh!, but people die. Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Season 0, you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah. That's what happens at the beginning of the manga, before Duel Monsters. Because there was a before, and people... fucking Yami Yugi kills people.
Oh, that's pretty normal.
Anyways... Death Parade. It's a fun, wholesome show that you're definitely not going to want to cry to at all.
No, it nearly got me. That's I suppose that's spoilers in the sense that it tells you that it didn't make me cry, but it almost did.
Yeah, but which you don't says cry a lot of stuff.
I don't. And I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I forgot about the ending to this. To the show. Like, I forgot, like, what direction it went in.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Well, yeah, obviously. Piece of shit. What I remembered vividly was episode one. Because if you listened to the show last week, you might, and stayed all the way to the end, you might have heard me mention that the first video I ever edited was a Death Parade AMV, which I'll have to see if I can link it down below. We'll see.
I believe
it's very
in you.
Rough. It was literally made in Movie Maker.
I'm gonna make more work for joke. You. You can link it up to the eye in the corner over here. I did that in an episode a couple weeks ago. It's not hard.
I mean, yeah, I've done it before. I'm just gonna not do it to spite you now.
Click on the eye in the corner because he's definitely gonna put it there.
No, I'm not.
I don't even know if I'm pointing at the right corner. I don't even know if I was pointing on screen.
But I basically that whole AMV is just episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Condensed is essentially what it is. So I remember episode one vividly. And like I knew I could pretty much follow it beat for beat with what was going on. And then after that I was like, oh yeah, I remember this happening. But then I legitimately could not remember anything from episodes 11 and 12.
Would you say that's a good or bad thing? Like, I feel like that means you didn't take it in that well first time.
No, I think that was a good thing because I got to experience it again.
Yeah. Whereas this was completely new for me. Like, I knew literally, I had seen nothing from the show other than the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you don't get to experience media for a second time very often. Like, for a
dude,
second time fresh.
I really wish you could, though. Like, there's a couple of games that I would love to play again without having done them before. Yeah. I could name three of them right now. That would be amazing.
I don't
I gotta play Danganronpa again without knowing the series. Dude, it's been on sale lately, and I'm pretty sure over the last couple of years, I've been trying to get people to play Danganronpa so much that I'm pretty sure I bought the first Danganronpa for like five people. Nice. And I don't think any of them have played it.
Nice.
It hurts.
Well, it's hard to get people to play a visual novel.
And my roommate promised me he would. And I believe in him. He also told me he wasn't going to tell me if he starts playing it so that I don't start talking about it aggressively right at the start.
Smart. But I don't know if I would rather want to experience something again. Like, on purpose. I don't know. Because the series that I think about that for would be Angel Beats, Devilman Crybaby, and that's the two that's coming to the top of my head right now.
I need to loop back to Devilman Crybaby and give it a try again now that I'm more accustomed, I guess, to alternate art styles, now that I've seen some non-standard shows. Because, I mean, we've talked about this before. The reason I never finished that one was because I thought it looked hideous, and I still think it does, frankly.
I'm not getting into it right now, because you know how dumb I think that is.
Well, you think I'm dumb, so most of the stuff I say, ergo.
I never said that. Wait, I might. Wait, I actually might have. Wait.
It's at the very least a reasonable deduction.
Yeah. But I don't know, because the shows that I would want to do it with, I feel like defined me a lot as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I'd want to remove those from my I don't know. It's a weird, like, thought experiment that is never will never be possible. You know, obviously.
See, for me, it's more for, like, games that not necessarily, like, I want to experience it fresh, but, like, it's hard to replay when it's not fresh. Like Phoenix Wright, for example, is mm-hmm. it? You can't really replay that because you already know what all the steps are. You might not remember the specifics, but you remember broad strokes what's going to happen. You can't get, you don't get that same feeling of like piecing your way to the true criminal mm-hmm. When you already know who it is.
Yeah, no, I get that. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess...
Although, to be young and dumb and play Skyrim again with no knowledge of what it is, that would also be excellent.
Yeah, I'm good. Actually, I would love to forget my memory of Skyrim. That would be
I haven't been able to get Skyrim to run in, like, 2 years, and that makes me so sad. I want to play it again so badly.
Yeah. I would love to just delete that memory from my mind.
Skyrim is an amazing game.
I hate Skyrim.
You are wrong.
No, I'm not, because it's an opinion, and my opinions are always right.
Mm-hmm, buddy.
Yep. So, all right, where do you want to... We've tried to start in a lot of places.
Yeah, we have.
What do you want to talk about first? For Death Parade.
Can we talk about the OP? Do you have much to say about the OP?
I have a little bit to say, and I don't think you're going to like me for it, so stay excited right now. Stay excited to do your bit. Stay excited to do your bit. I love the OP. I love the OP.
The OP is so good. Like, it's really silly compared to the tone of the show, I will grant you that.
That's what I hate about it. It literally doesn't make sense for the show that it's the OP of, and I hate it because of that. I love the OP... in a vacuum with the I skipped it almost every time watching.
Oh, I watched it every time, dude. I jam out to that, man. It was really good.
It killed the emotion for me.
Well, I don't think it killed the emotion for me because it is exclusively at the beginning before things get heavy. It's like, hey, have fun for a moment because things are going to get heavy. I really liked it.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I love the OP in a vacuum. I just don't like...
What is not amazing about Nona playing DDR, dude?
I told you. I love the OP in a vacuum. But that's not who she is in the show. Dekim would never go like that in the show. Like, they just don't act like the characters in the show.
You mean the cast of Death Parade wouldn't do a choreographed dance routine?
No, like, I'm saying, like, it's fine because it's the OP. But, like, it doesn't mesh for me at all. Like, when
it's...
I'll take one that's very divisive here. That okay. you probably never got to because you haven't actually finished Death Note.
Like Death Note OP 2.
Death Note OP 2, I love that OP.
I don't it's at very all, divisive. But I don't like that kind of music.
Right, you don't like that style of music. I like that style of music, but also it's a dumb fucking OP. Like, it's dumb as hell. It says, what's up... fucker, human fucker, human sucker, what's up fucker, that's what it's saying. Like,
bro, you're gonna get us demonetized.
We're not even monetized in the first place on YouTube at least, and we're explicit everywhere else. But like, what the characters are doing in the OP fits the characters. Like, L is sitting on his fucking like computer chair, spinning around, eating sweets, spinning around again, grabbing another sweet. Like, it fits his character. It's very distorted.
Anyway, I would have made it to OP2. I probably would have made it to OP2.
The fact that you have to say probably.
Well, I have a reason why I think I made it to OP2, but I can't say it without spoiling Death Note in a non-Death Note episode.
Yeah, which I don't know if we'll ever do, because who knows if he'll actually watch the damn show.
I'll be completely honest, half of me wants to just never watch it just to meme on it and make you angry.
But I like that OP because I think it does better what Death Parades is trying to do, where like you mentioned, you know, giving you like a bit of fun before you get depressed, kind of thing, right? Whereas Death Notes isn't necessarily depressed, but it's like, look at this fucking dumbass OP.
Have now some dumb stuff some before you have shit. To put your thinker on.
Yeah, let's get into some real shit. And I think it works a lot better there than in Death Parade's case, because Death Parade's, it's more of like a poppy dance tune. They're like dancing and shit in the OP. And it's great. It looks beautiful. Like, the animation is all fantastic. The song is great. It's
really good.
It's just...
They're like hanging out with Flower Grandpa. They don't do that in the show.
Yeah. And that's... I don't know. I just don't like it as the OP for the show. Yeah.
I really do. I vibed with it. I didn't put any kind of greater meaning about like how it fits with the rest of the show. I just went, wow, this OP is really fun. Let's jive.
Well, like, I didn't try to put any greater meaning to it or anything. It's just like when I was watching, I was like, oh, this really takes me out of the experience.
So yeah, it didn't do that to me. I was just like, I just had fun with the fun music before the episode started.
Mm. Well, because most episodes have some stuff before the OP.
Yeah, but very little.
Yeah, like it's not a lot, but it is still some. Like if it was a cold start to OP, then I think that would have done a lot better for me, personally.
I feel like cold start to OP would be a little worse, because that would that would set up your expectation to be a show of that silly style if it leads with the OP.
Well, you don't have to in episode one.
Well, I mean, yes, but still, on later episodes, if you cold open with OP and it's this goofy fun, you don't expect it to change after that. Whereas if they give you a slight taste of heavy, mm-hmm. and then have a little bit of fun and then give you the rest of the heavy, I feel like that doesn't lead to a mistaken impression.
I feel like in a show, though, when you have... I would say, like, if you... This is not an episodic show in any definition. Like, it's a very, like, strictly linear show. Like, you can't
it's
skip...
It's a little episodic at the beginning, only for a few episodes.
But you can't, like, skip around in the show like you can with some shows.
This isn't any freaking...
It's not Family Guy.
Asobi Asobase, that's what I was going to say. Don't you love when you, like, try to bring... There goes my pencil. When you try to bring an anime to mind and you just forget it, like, right before you're going to say it? Are you thinking about Little Creature?
Yeah.
Damn it, John.
Bro, I love Little Creature.
Apologies, listeners. You're going to have to wait a moment for him now.
All right. I think I'm set.
That show is so bad. I don't know why it keeps coming up.
There's only one good part, and it's Little Creature.
No. But Laser Man is good, too.
Okay, yeah, there's two good parts. And the Little Creature is number one.
To be fair, that was spawned by Butt Laser Man.
Yeah. The creation outgrew the creator. So, God damn it. I don't even remember what I was saying now. I can only see Little Creature, and he's like making
you said Death Note or Death Parade is not episodic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think because Death Parade is not an episodic show, doing a cold open on every episode except for episode one, which episode one, you know, you can introduce the characters a bit, and then you can either play the OP or just not play the OP in episode one, you know, or save it to the end of the episode, whatever. I think because it's it's a very like linear show, and you're gonna watch it, you're not gonna watch it out of order. I don't think that is really an issue for tone, because you know what to expect based on the first episode.
Hmm.
You know, whereas it was giving me not necessarily this extreme, because obviously it wasn't like this bad, but it was like almost like Whiplash, because it would be started off on a kind of a serious thing and then a really goofy OP and then right back into a serious thing.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. I liked it. I had fun.
Yeah, which is fine. And I know I'm in the minority on this. Like, I'm not even trying to convince you in this one instance that I'm right.
I also really, really like how each of the characters, even if they're not quote-unquote being themselves, like, yeah, you're right, they're not going to break in a dance, you can still get an idea for how each of the characters are. Like, there's one shot, it's like a tiny shot, but I don't know why it sticks in my head, where, like, it's a wide shot of the bar and everybody's off doing their own thing, but Nona and Quinn are in the front with a glass of wine, and Nona sips from it and is just like, oh, this is nice. And then Quinn is just like, absolutely going nuts because she's got alcohol. It's like, it's good energy. I like it.
Yeah.
No, Ginty plays with water bubbles. He uses his Caesar's Hammond bubble.
Okay. It took me a minute to realize what you were talking about, because it's not Hammond, it's Hamon.
Is that a JoJo's reference?
I'm gonna delete this part out of the episode.
Are you actually?
No. I'm not. I don't care that much.
I'm wounded deeply. Why do you hate JoJo's so much?
No, I hate the "is that a JoJo's reference" meme.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I probably have the JoJo's copy pasta, is that a reference? Hey Angelo, I've had that copy pasta saved somewhere.
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank God. I thought you were gonna say you had it memorized.
No, I don't have a big enough thinker for that.
See, if you had started to just burst out into that, I was gonna leave the call. That was gonna call it a night. Because
to be fair, it's like a really freaking long Aura Aura, a really freaking long Muda Muda, and then just like a million Hey Angelos, so.
Yeah, no.
Plus, you can't really verbalize the emoji very well.
Yeah, it's easy. Laughing, crying emoji. Laughing, crying emoji. Laughing, crying.
Yo, Angelo, Moai head, Moai head, Moai head. Yo, Angelo, Moai head.
Yeah, see? Easy. Easy. But that's enough JoJo's. Good lord. All right, so did you have anything else you wanted to talk about the OP?
Not really, I just loved it a lot. It's probably one of my favorites that I've seen.
Fair. It's a very good OP. What did you think about the ED?
The ED?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest, that one I skipped a lot. It was good. Basically, whenever they did the ED and the animation behind the ED was relevant to the episode, I would watch it. But there was also, a default animation of, mannequins and stuff that it would go to if they didn't have anything specific. And if it was the mannequins version of the ED, I would skip it. It was good, but I'm not going to jam out to it like I did with the OP.
Well, it's not that kind of song.
Well, you are correct.
I liked it. I thought it fit the tone of the show a lot better.
Definitely. It was intended to fit the tone.
Yeah. And I loved the images of the mannequins.
Yeah, as well. It was very well done.
Yeah.
I don't think it was bad. It's just...
Oh, no. I'm not saying you do think it's bad. And I also skipped it quite a few times. It's not like I'm over here praising.
Oh, how dare you skip OPs and EDs? Shame on you.
Well,
Is that an argument that some people still have? I feel like I remember reading that, if you skip OPs or EDs, you're not a true anime fan or something weird like that once. You know, elitists exist everywhere.
Sometimes, if you're skipping OPs, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? But most of the time...
Like, man, like, JoJo's, like, part two, Bloody Stream, oh, I hate it. I skip it every time.
I know you're trying to get a rise out of me. Not gonna work.
But fucking Naruto, just skip the whole episode.
Yeah, for, like, half the show, you should. Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
It's, like, the filler. I think it's, like, 40-something percent filler.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We've been skipping filler. We've been watching all that bullshit. Fuck that.
It's just this an episode where Naruto goes and, like, talks to a real estate agency.
I don't like that that might be one.
I might watch some Naruto eventually, maybe, possibly.
Because that's...
Probably like, not.
There's a... Mecha Naruto is a thing.
Mecha Naruto?
Yeah.
There's I'm here
also,
for it.
There's also I'd an watch episode that. Where they talk about... is it how big Mike Guy's dick is? There's an episode... Well, technically it's an OVA where Itachi cooks a fried egg.
That's like the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I would watch that. Well, maybe I can learn a thing or two for my job.
Yeah, you maybe learn to cook how to cook an egg.
Apparently my grandpa thinks I can't cook an egg. I'm not salty about that at all.
Well,
that would be a story time that I'd love problem. To get into.
You need to add the salt to the egg.
No. Okay. I cook eggs at work. I'm a cook. I'm a line cook.
Wait, what kind
okay.
of... Okay. Wait. What kind of eggs are we talking?
What the fuck do you mean?
Are we talking about cage-free liquid eggs and citric acid? Or are we talking about, like you crack an egg?
It's an egg, dude.
Okay, but I know where you work. I worked there. There was two eggs they had. There was egg in shell, and then there was the bags of cage-free
oh
liquid
no
eggs
we don't
acid.
Use the bags of eggs we have eggs we have actual eggs now we do have these like sad pre-fried eggs that we're supposed to use for some things but we don't because why would we do that but like I know how to cook an actual egg dang it I do it for my job and then I went home and I stayed with my grandparents back in the almost south and I was like hey I know how to cook eggs now I'm gonna make breakfast for us mm-hmm. and so I, who's used to cooking an egg on a flat-top grill with a tiny bit of oil, or a tiny bit of butter, I tried to cook an egg, except my grandma was like, here, let me get you set up, and gives me this pan with, like, a fucking half-inch of oil in it, and I'm like, what is this? And so I tried to cook an egg, but it's, like, way too much oil, it's just floating in there, and it's a different kind of egg, because, like, it behaves differently, and so, like, it wasn't browning like the eggs I usually do. It was just turning hard, and there's, like, so much oil, and it's just drowning, and then the eggs came out bad, and my grandpa's like, I'm gonna teach you how to cook an egg, and I'm like, I know how to fucking cook an egg! It's my job!
Well, it doesn't sound like you know how to cook an egg.
Fuck you!
You gotta turn the heat up more.
I needed less oil.
No, because when you get that much oil, you get the oil real hot.
Because my grandpa was like, you know, cooking an egg is cooking an egg. It doesn't matter how you do it. And I'm like, no, it does. It literally does.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you do it. You're going to do it his way.
I'm not bothered at all if you can't tell.
Oh, my God, man. That's going to be your fucking death game. Cooking an egg. What?
Fried egg?
And you're going to lose.
I hate you.
Oh, man. So,
I need to calm down. You take over.
Me take... What the fuck? That's what I've been trying to do the whole time. And you keep going on these tangents about fried eggs and JoJo's copypastas. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, what was your favorite fucking game?
My favorite... Oh, I didn't really think of that.
You didn't think of that.
I mean, honestly, I think it had... I'd say it had the strongest start at the beginning. Like, they had, with the darts game in episode one. Mm-hmm. I feel like they ramped it up with that game a lot better than they did with later ones, because they were like, it's not just darts. There's also, like, pain and injury involved. Like, you have to, like, be both for scoring your own points, but you're also inflicting pain on your, like, fiancé if you do that. Or are they married at this point?
They were married.
Significant other. Which is, like, really fucking high stakes, and then they don't do that on later games. Like, the episode after that is bowling.
Well, because they don't...
No, not the episode after that. It's the episode after the episode after about that. Either way, sorry, they do bowling, except that it's just bowling. It was just straight-up bowling. No modifications, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't really feel like a Death Parade game. It just felt like bowling.
Well, because... Not like everybody needs pain to get out their darkest emotions. They were able to the like weird aspect of it was that they could feel how fast each other's heartbeat was beating when they were going bowling, and they could kind of read people. And some people would interpret that the wrong way and go fucking ballistic, whereas other people, like those two, that's not what happened.
That's fair, and I see how that modification to the game could affect things, but in practice, it didn't have near as much impact as a lot of the other games did, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, your opinion's fucking
except for
wrong.
Old Maid. When they play Old Maid, it's just Old Maid, and it's very wholesome.
Yeah. Well, the bowling one is my favorite one.
Really? Yes, I mean, it's a good episode. It's a good episode, one. And the characters that are bowling have a very interesting story in how they interact with each other. I just think the mechanics of the bowling game wasn't varied enough to feel much like a Death Parade-style game. It was just bowling. That's the way I see it.
Well, I just think it didn't need to get to the point of inflicting pain.
I'd be so screwed if I had to play bowling in the afterlife. I'm really bad at it. Did I just hear wallpaper music? I muted that an hour ago. It's still muted. Why is it playing music? I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah, so am I. Holy shit. You got it sorted?
Yeah, it stopped. I guess.
All right. Well, I like the bowling one the most because it's a lot more, it's less in your face about it, about,
yes,
like, which is what I liked a lot. I felt like you would actually be able to kind of, if the people were closer to the fucked up side of the scale rather than the pure scale, like those two kind of were.
They were both comparatively good, although one of them went a bit far, I would say.
Yeah, they went a bit far, but like in the end, you know, it wasn't, they came clean. She came clean and everything, mm-hmm. So...
Skater Boy was okay with it.
Yeah,
I wrote him down as Skater Boy. He had that.
She did not say "see you later, boy." That was the other girl.
I was gonna say the real what's her name did.
Yeah.
This is the episode where we saw that both people involved can get the same judgment. It's not a binary.
Mm-hmm. Which I really liked that they didn't tell you, except for the first episode or the first death game you see. They, after that point, they never directly tell you. I guess there's one other instance, but they never tell you, like, which were they sent to the void or were they reincarnated. You know, they never you that.
Well, they show you it. But can tell by what's above the elevator.
That's what I was getting to. I like how they didn't just tell you. They put it as part of the, like, environment, the setting.
Yeah, they didn't verbalize it. You had to observe it. That is good.
Yeah, like that's what I was getting to, because you know, if they just said it every time, it's kind of like, oh, okay, great. cool. I don't really care about these
you,
fucking
you
people.
Hit the quota.
I've spent less than 20 minutes with these people. I don't care. Fuck them. Like, yeah.
If I may, I'd honestly like to say I think my favorite episode is the one before bowling. It's the second one. Because the way the second one worked, there's one character who is more or less our main character. We don't find out her name until the very end. I think they just refer to her as the girl for most of the show. Mm-hmm. Episode 2 basically has Nona, who is like the leader of the group, more or less. There's one person above her, but we don't meet him for a while. She's like the leader of the group. She's like showing this girl how everything works. And so we're seeing their perspective of the first episode. And I really, really liked that.
Yeah, that was a really cool way to do things.
I think it was super interesting getting to proverbially see behind the curtain that early into the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really cool that they went that way, especially for, and it made the most sense to do it in episode 2 if they were going to do it. Because, you know, some shows would just hide that until later on and then show you clips of it happening, you know, like mm-hmm. through like a memory montage or whatever.
Well, this show doesn't really have its premise hidden. Like, this is right. literally basic mechanics of the show, so they have to get that out of the way early.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way they chose to do it.
Yeah. No, it. Yeah, it was really cool. But there's still like quite a few mysteries in the show as well that aren't explained till the end, which is also really mm-hmm. cool. Because
there's like almost a layer of intrigue kind of mm-hmm. towards the end with Nona going behind Flower Grandpa's back. His name's Oculus. I'm gonna call him Flower Grandpa.
Okay. Because I really liked how, you know, like at the beginning of the show, like they don't fuck around. They're not like, oh, are these people dead? No, like it's straight up, they're dead. These people are dead, you know. And then the bartenders are here to judge them and send them to heaven or hell, which is what they call it because it's easier for people to understand. And
that's actually where part of my misconception came from, is because I legitimately, when I was going into this, my roommate asked like what we were watching. I didn't start watching it till today, so this conversation was yesterday. Because work was brutal and I did not have the energy to... Actually, that's a lie. I tried to watch the show after work yesterday, but it's not on any of the platforms that I like going to, because I have a strong dislike for Funimation that I don't entirely know if it's founded or not. And so I tried to watch it yesterday and then went to all my usual sites, and it's not there, and I'm just like, fine, and then went to bed.
It's on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu.
Yeah, well...
If it's not on... Netflix, Crunchyroll, or Twist. I usually have trouble finding it after that point.
No.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
I don't either. You were talking about like when you started watching it.
Yeah, I was watching it today.
Oh, your
and that
roommate
was relevant
asked
for a
you
reason.
Sometime.
Right, he asked me the day before what it was about, and I was like, I don't know, these people, like, play a game to determine if they go to heaven or hell, like, if you win, you go to heaven or something, because I assumed that's what it would be. And they play on that in the show, that's why they explicitly don't tell the players, like, what the stakes for winning or losing are, which there aren't really, it's based on your yeah. performance. Because they want them to assume that the winner gets... Not that the winner gets thing, they kind of assume that the loser is going to die.
Yeah.
Because they want that misconception, because that drives them to desperation and to quote-unquote show their true colors. There's doubt thrown on that. That's the premise of the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's even some doubt thrown on that in episode 2.
Yeah, there's doubt on it really early, but they double down on it, and it becomes the main crux of the show on whether or not their judgment is, like yeah. accurate, or if they're, like, actually seeing the darkness in people's hearts, or are you pushing normally good people to darkness?
Yeah. Which is possible. Because there was a line from Chiyuki later on in the show that I really liked, where she was like, people aren't as complex as you think they are. They're simple and stupid. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
No thoughts, head empty. Well, no, because like they, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember where, but I feel like they said exactly the opposite earlier, like earlier on, where this guy's like, you know, humans are complex. We can't really get the hang of what they're thinking because mm-hmm. emotions are like very foreign to us, because arbiters are literally not allowed to have emotion.
Yeah.
And so he's talking about how like complicated the like emotional relationships between people is. And then later she's just like, no, stupid. They're stupid. You're mm-hmm. making them do dumb things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in the episode with the murderers.
Mm-hmm. The two. That murderers. One was a trip.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about that one, but first, I think it's about time for a midway break.
Yeah, we're pushing a good halfway right now.
So, we will be back shortly. Just a minute.
We will back.
I swear to God.
That's what you said, mate.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll be back. We'll see after this fucking...
Just call it off halfway through. Welcome back to episode 40, 3.
There you go.
Second half of episode 43 is Shot of Weeb. I don't have my setup finished yet. I started before I was even ready.
Why did you start then? I just he got afraid. He got afraid. He was terrified because I told him that, like, it's his turn to start at in the first halfway point.
I was petrified.
I'm going to just continue... talking about VTubers.
I don't.
And then he immediately started.
We're talking about Death Parade this time. Now we got... I mean, we didn't get to any particular point of the show. We've just been talking about the show, which, honestly, good. We need to do that more often.
That's what we've been doing the past few episodes.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
To be fair, this show is, like, very, like, start to finish more or less in order. But, I feel like we would be taking away from it if we went, like, point by point on it. We have talked about a lot of the things that happen at various points in the show. But I like to think we haven't really, like, taken away from the experience of watching it this time. Like, yeah. Several of our previous episodes probably have.
Probably, especially some of the more comedy-focused ones. Like Asobi Asabase with little creature.
Fuck off with your little creature.
You brought it up first.
I was going to say Seki-kun, dude. I was going to say Seki-kun or Tejina-senpai. I forgot I made us watch Tejina-senpai. You didn't like that one, did you?
It was fine.
I loved that. I watched it as it was coming out, and I was super jiving.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the OG episodes of the show, too.
Either way, this is still a shot of Weeb. We're not doing shots, but we both still have to take our... initial drink of the second half of the episode, so I say cheers, I say kanpai.
Kanpai. Yeah. Drink responsibly. We always forget to say it in the first half.
Don't tell the viewers, but this is actually just Coke. I didn't want to drink anymore.
What a pussy, bro. No. See? That's what we call drinking responsibly, fellas. Is that right there. When you don't want to drink anymore, you just don't.
You fucking don't.
Just don't. It's simple.
Okay. So, I don't know what we still have to talk about the show itself. Like, I don't really want to, like... I don't want to break down the story. Like, I feel like a lot of this should be experienced yourself. If I'm gonna do this thing where I go out on a limb and speak for both of us, but I'm pretty sure I've got a vibe from you as well. I feel like we're both going to recommend that you watch this show. Like, seriously, just go give it a go. I watched it in like 4 hours. And if I can watch it that fast, you can watch it that fast. I'm slow at watching shows.
That's true. He's only watched 15 episodes of One Piece
in like 3 months.
Yeah, and he also still hasn't finished Death Note after like 10 years. So, you
it's
know,
not been
pretty
10...
slow.
Fuck, I'm old enough. It could have been 10 years.
Yep.
Ah!
So, he's pretty slow at watching shows. So, if he can do it in one sitting, so can you. But also, you don't have to do it in one sitting.
Also, this is... can I say something dumb?
Wow, you're finally asking permission. Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna say it anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm just grateful that for once you've asked permission. Yes, you may.
So, does anyone here... I'm speaking to the crowd here. Was anyone else here around and present and watching Unus Honest when that was a thing? Because I was very into that when it was happening.
Okay. I have literally watched none of it.
Episode 11 was called Memento Mori, and I'm just like, true, I feel that.
Oh, see, this is where we differ right now. Because when I saw the episode title, I was like, oh, sick, like Calliope Mori. Because she's a Grim Reaper in training. She's an assistant Grim Reaper.
Nah, man. Memento Mori. Remember death. Even everybody will die at some point, including the glorious channel Unus Honest. It will forever be remembered. I have the t-shirt.
Yeah, I think you've worn it in a few episodes.
I have. I'm pretty sure. Didn't I wear it like last week?
I don't remember what you wear.
I'm pretty sure I wore it.
I don't remember what I wore yesterday.
You have weird. Don't you just have like a Gura jacket and like 15 Mega 64 shirts?
No, I only have one Mega 64 shirt, and yes, I do have the Gura hoodie. Yeah, I love that shirt. It's very comfortable, and it's really
cool.
To
be fair, how many times have I worn the Zelda crest? It's a lot.
Yeah.
This one in Pixel Mario.
But yeah, I liked the episode titles. I don't want to talk about the final two episodes at all.
That's fair. Okay, yeah, I can get behind that.
Because I legitimately think anything we say about it would fuck up the actual ending. But the final two... But, like, also, I do want to warn some people. Because we did recommend this show.
Like a content warning for someone who's
addressed? Yeah, like, there is a content warning. The final episode is called Suicide Tour.
There's a second character earlier on who talks about having committed suicide, so like it does come up.
Suicide happens earlier in the show, and there's also murder and abuse in this show as well. Some of it hinted at to be for the abuse to be more.
I think we get it.
Yeah. I don't want to say the word, but so just a content warning, just like go in.
This
knowing.
Show is rough, and it handles difficult subjects.
Yeah,
and I think it does it well.
Yeah, I think it does it well. Also, like I love the two-parter of the with the murderer.
Oh, dude, that was. I'm not gonna say it. That episode had a twist at the end of the first half, and I was just like. I was really excited. I liked it a lot. Because I wasn't even expecting a two-parter, because like all of the other games had been one and done.
Right. The only one that wasn't up to that point was episode two, which was... It was still the same game. It just shown from a different perspective.
Dude, like
you knew the outcome and everything.
There was one episode where one of the characters was an otaku, and I made a note where I was like, he's an otaku, lol. And then like later on, I immediately felt bad for making fun of that guy, because like... It was not going well for him.
Yeah.
That episode was really hard, actually. Like, that's one of the ones that nearly got me, was the arcade episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. That one was pretty rough.
The arcade episode and the finale were the ones that hit me hard.
Yeah. I think...
Do you want to know an episode that didn't hit hard? The one where we were in Ginty's bar.
I actually really like that episode.
it serves a good purpose to show that not all of the Arbiters are the same and, like, stuff. And the game variant they do in it is really good and interesting. Mm-hmm. I got frustrated seeing how Ginty treated the judgment process compared to, like, how Deckim does it.
Well, that's because they're inherently different.
Yes.
Arbiters.
Yeah, again, like I said, there's a reason for it. I don't like it. I don't like it in-universe. I think it was done well to bring about the point it was supposed to.
Why don't you... What do you mean you don't like it in-universe?
I found Ginty's nonchalance and disinterest and slight sadism very frustrating.
Okay. I'm trying to understand what you mean by you didn't like it in universe, though.
I'm saying I liked the episode because it does its job well. I didn't like seeing Ginty be awful.
I didn't think he was really being, like, that awful, though.
Whereas Deckim is taking, like, a lot of pride in what he does and, like, guiding everybody through each step of the process and being like, this is what I can tell you about why you're here, this is what you need to do, this is going forward. Ginty's just like, you, sit down, I don't want to explain things, play a game, and then goes to read a magazine. It's like, no, dude, that's not... You're not doing the thing you exist to do.
Well, first off, the reason he didn't explain it to her is because she was late.
That's not a good reason to not explain it.
They get off the elevator at the same time. In every case that we've seen, so...
I'm aware. Still, I feel like Ginty was not giving his job as an arbiter the responsibility that it deserves, that Deckim would give it, that we see Quinn give it later. And that was frustrating to watch. That's the point. We're not supposed to like the way Ginty does things.
Yeah, because we're human and shit, which is part of the thing.
Ginty, on the other hand, does have some cool sequences, like where he disguises himself to sneak into Deckim's bar, and then they have an entire fight scene.
That's the introduction, yeah.
That's how we meet him. When I was watching the show, I mentioned at the beginning, I knew that this was based off of, like, a training exercise, basically. Mm-hmm. But I had mistakenly thought the show itself was the training exercise. And so, as I was watching it, I was sitting here thinking, at least for the first handful of episodes, I was really impressed, because I was looking at it and I was thinking about how, like, each episode would, like, train a different aspect of showmaking, in my opinion. I can't really give specifics, like, in hindsight, because I don't remember exactly what I pointed out on each one, but, like... The bit where he fights Ginty showed a lot of, like, fight choreography. There was a lot of, like, facial animation focus in the first episode. There was a lot of, like, perspective work, I guess, in the second one, showing, like, different angles of what was already established. I could explain it better if I was, like, actually watching it, but I didn't put it in my notes, which I wish I had.
Yeah. No, I think I kind of get what you mean, though.
I felt like the first several episodes each showcased a different aspect of animation.
Yeah. I kind of want to circle back around to that, to Ginty's episode, for a minute, because I really like the... What was her name? Is it Mayu?
I think it was Mayu. I didn't care about her,
I'll be honest. Gyaru girl?
I didn't like her at all, I'll be real.
No, she was annoying as fuck. But also, she was such a wild card that,
true,
like, even for Ginty, like, he wasn't able to judge her in the way he normally would. Like, he had to. She made Ginty completely rethink how he judges souls.
Also, Ginty's judgment partner is a cat, and I love him.
Yeah, kind of a fucked up cat. Not on, like, the scale of fucked up to pure. Like physically,
literally missing a tail, kind of.
And, like, bandage around one of its legs, yeah.
I liked the cat.
Cat was alright. But I liked that about her character. And then, this is where we come... I made a reference. It's called foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Learn about it. I made a reference at the beginning of the episode that I said we would get to later, and I remembered. I did.
I'm proud of you, bud.
So you know when Ginty is after the judgment of Mayu and Harada, you know how, like, Mayu's still kind of, like, hanging out for whatever reason?
Yeah, she's still just, like, around, and that I didn't understand, like, why she's still there.
He wasn't able to judge her. Because he couldn't understand
I suppose that's, like, that's really interesting, given how Ginty was already giving Dekim a really hard time for having failed to judge someone. Mm-hmm. Or for thinking judgment was more complicated than Ginty believed it to be.
Yeah. And so then when he's finally figured out, all right, so here's Harada's body, whatever you want to call it. I can bring his soul back, but we have to replace it with somebody else.
Yeah, and he had a guy on camera feed. Was that guy from another show?
Yeah, maybe if you had actually finished the show, you would realize that was Light motherfucking Yagami.
Wait, was it actually?
Yeah.
Wait, how did I not notice that? I mean, I suppose
probably because you haven't watched the fucking show.
Probably because I haven't watched the show in 8+ years. That's the actual quantifier that matters here.
Uh huh. When you should have watched it 2 years ago.
So wait, was this like the? Hey. I did good enough on that paper. I did fine without it.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, is this like... Was this by the same people?
No, I don't think so. It's just an Easter egg.
I'm looking into this right now, honestly.
It's literally just an Easter egg that they put in there to be like... It's like Yagami.
This says Death Note is under Madhouse.
Well, yeah, it's the same... Madhouse is the studio. Do you know how many anime Madhouse makes?
There's a lot here. Overlord, High School of the Dead, One Punch Man, Hunter.
Yeah.
No Game, No Life.
Yes.
Hellsing.
We don't
a
need
bunch
to...
of things I've never heard of.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Trigun that my roommate's been shouting at me to watch.
A lot of stuff. But yeah, it's Light Yagami. It's just like an Easter egg in there. And I'm not going to spoil Death Note. But it's a really cool.
I have read about why this would make sense.
I it was really cool when I was watching it weekly, and that episode came out because everybody online was just like, "Holy fuck! They put holy shit! Oh my god! That's my son! That's my husband! Holy shit, my serial killer son!" Yeah, like, you know how... I was on Tumblr back then, and you know how that was, you know how Tumblr gets.
Oh, why would you be on Tumblr? Disgusting.
Because that's what all my friends used, so that's what I was using. And it's a really cool, good way to look at good art. No, it was back in the day. I'm
trying to figure out when this happened. I want to look at it again in the episode. So it's after, in the second half. It's in here somewhere. I know I made a note about it. I can still hold the conversation while I do this. I'm just not going to be looking at the camera.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about.
I said I can still hold the conversation. I can still talk.
Talk about what?
I don't fucking know. Guess my favorite character, Fivehead.
Guess your favorite character, fucking Dekim.
No.
Fucking...
Bruh?
Nona.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's the two white-haired characters in the show. Obviously, that's who I was gonna guess first.
No, that's not why!
Fucking got you.
I hate everything. I'm going home.
Fine, done. Who's my favorite character?
I don't... Fucking Ginty, probably.
No?
Really?
The fuck?
Yeah. I don't know, you like aggro people with... And his hair's red, that's like next to pink.
Yeah, but it's not pink.
I'll be completely real. That was kind of just my guess. That was it.
You didn't have a backup at all?
No, I didn't.
Because there's another one that would be pretty obvious.
I wasn't expecting you to actually take me up on the favorite character argument. I thought we were going to dedicate actual time to it. I didn't have anything else
to talk about.
Wait, who's obvious for you? What's her name? Like the main girl? I forget the name they gave her. It's like Chisato.
Chiyuki?
Yeah, right. Sorry.
It's not her, no.
I don't know. We've already established I'm a bad friend who doesn't know what you like.
No, it's just that there's no pink-haired characters in this show. It gives you, you know...
Clavis is really, really good. Do we both vibe with Clavis?
I fucking love Clavis. Yeah, he's my favorite character.
Yeah, he's
what the
super
fuck?
Cool. I like
yeah,
him
Yeah, he's
a
got
lot.
Piercings and colorful hair. Obviously, he's my favorite.
He's super friendly, dude.
I also really love Castra, just because she's got a fucking skull mask thing.
I think my follow-up really is cool. Quinn. I really like Quinn. Or Kin, sorry, Kin. Queen.
In terms of, like, main characters, Dekim is my favorite. Though.
I mean, my favorite is already a main character, so.
Yeah. No, but Dekim is my favorite in terms of main characters. Because he's super sick.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Oh yeah, I'd never even like looked on any list before at the character page, but Light Yagami is here on the character list. He's at the bottom. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, he's just like way down there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. It's been, it's been ages. Hold on, I can check Mal. Mal will tell me when the last time I updated that list was, because I didn't update it when I watched it for college. This will tell me when I last saw Death Note. No, that won't tell me when I watched. That will just tell me when I made my anime list account, because I watched Death Note before I had a Mal page.
Yeah.
Light Yagami is listed beneath Genta's cat.
Well, yeah.
Ginty's cat.
Because Light Yagami doesn't have any voice lines, and he's literally just an image.
He's just a PNG?
No, like, literally, it's just like a picture. It's just like a still frame of him. That's it. Yeah, but it was a really cool Easter egg. I liked that a lot in it.
To be fair, almost all of the characters are good in here. I mentioned this at the beginning. I love the designs in this show. They did a really good job of making everyone look very distinct and interesting without being, like, ridiculous about it, I feel.
See, I like the designs a lot, but there's something about the faces that it's, like...
Dude, I fucking love the, like, the eyepiece that Queen gets when she goes to the Information Bureau.
Yeah, not to be a white Facebook mom. But like the Mad Eye Moody Eye.
Freaking boomer.
That's not a boomer book. they boomers were trying to ban Harry Potter for witchcraft.
I know, we weren't allowed to buy Harry Potter books at my middle school.
Yeah, we couldn't have them in the library of my high school.
I mean, my high school probably would have banned them too, except we didn't have Scholastic book orders at that point. But I specifically like remember in like grade
have
and
them
middle
in
school
the library.
We didn't have a library. We had like 5 people. But like we couldn't buy the Harry Potter books, and we couldn't buy the Golden Compass. That was the other one that we were not.
Oh yeah, we weren't. Yeah, we couldn't do that one either.
Oh, boy, aren't Christian schools fun?
I mean, the Golden Compass is kind of boring anyways, so I was kind of
book or watched the movie. I legitimately don't know what it's about.
I watched the movie and I was like, well,
isn't there like a
the movie
bear?
Was on. My eyes were like fucking Krispy Kreme donuts just glazed.
That's an uncomfortable statement. This is kind of random. What's your opinion on Harada? What do you think of that character? Because I can't tell if I like him or not.
What do you mean by like? What I want you to quantify that for me. Or not quantify, but
I don't know. Did you watch the episode with Harada and think this is an interesting character? Did you watch the episode with Harada and think, like, wow, I dislike that he's here?
No, I thought he was a really interesting character. Yeah. I liked how it kind of showed... I liked how it showed both that... like, it starts off by showing you, like... you know, he's like this idol, pop idol guy that everybody loves. And he's a womanizer, and he's kind of, like, they slowly start to, like, build him up into almost this, like, villain kind of character. You know, like, he's a womanizer, and, you know, he doesn't care about relationships at all, he doesn't treat women right. And then you find out that, like, oh, he got fucked up, you know, with one of the girls that he dated, and, like, then he couldn't get over that, and, like, had trauma from that, and I thought it did really well to show, like, people aren't one dimensional.
I think he also had, like, the most over the top death in this show.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
I this is a random detail to pick up on, but I really, really like how we as the audience don't find out how characters died generally until they do. There's a few of them where, like, you can figure out what happens pretty early, but, like, and it's not shown to us until they realize it.
One of them, we never learn how they died.
Well, that's because they also never learn how they die. They were like, because Dickon was like, hey, do you want to know? And they're like, nah, I'm good.
No, this is a fun card game.
They play Old Maid with an old lady, and it's so wholesome. It's so nice.
I will say, I don't want to, like, ruin the bit here, but, like, when the game was getting chosen and it got to Old Maid, she's like, that's me. And I was like, damn, this lady's great. I love this lady.
It's really good. And then, of course, Dekim. Or no, was it Dekim or
no, it was Chiyuki. Chiyuki's like,
just like, no, that's a game, and she's like, yeah, I know, bud.
Yeah. She's really great old lady.
I liked that episode. It was a very talking episode, and I liked it a lot.
It was a very, like, sentimental, wholesome, what you needed before what the fuck is about to happen.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, because this, it'll hit you, dude, bro.
Which, again, we're not going to talk about. So, unless you have anything you would like to talk about, you want to hit up final thoughts?
I suppose so. I apologize for taking, like, all of the wind out of the sails for the favorite character bit, because I know that guessing game has become kind of a staple of our show, and I just kind of threw it out there.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. I was half joking with Dekim. And then Nona was, I was like, oh, it's got to be Nona. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
I was like back and forth. I was back and forth between Nona and Keen. And I know you're not going to believe me, but the color of her hair does not factor into this. I just think she's a fun character.
Yeah,
she dances to DDR in the intro, and it's really good.
And she has white hair. In a really cool braid.
It is a really cool braid.
All right. Well, you got the rest? I'll head out. You told me to leave, so I'm just going to head out.
Oh, I hate everything about
this. All right, you want me to go first for final thoughts, or you want to go first? How you want to do it?
Yeah, I feel like I've gone first, like, the last three episodes. I'll let you take this one.
All right.
I dropped my stone.
Oh my god, soon as I'm about to start.
Do you want to start? Look, I have a stone that I fidget with, and I just threw it in the floor, but I've got it back now.
Okay. So Death Parade's a pretty good show. I'd recommend you guys watch it. It's got really good animation throughout pretty much the whole show. Voice acting is really good. Music is fantastic. The way they tell the stories and the stories in each episode are really cool. If you're into that kind of occulty thing, you know, looking at the afterlife kind of deal, you're gonna vibe with the show, you know. I think if you, you know, I don't know, it's good. It's good. I don't have a lot to say about it because for whatever reason
I've gathered.
Well, for whatever reason, I didn't like vibe with it fully.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I can recognize that it's like a good show, but like for whatever reason it just doesn't do it for me, and I can't explain why. My score for the show is a 7, which you might be like, well, that's fucking high for not vibing. But like,
honestly, I expected you to put it higher, I'll be real. Like, before we hopped onto recording, I figured this would be right up your alley.
That's what I mean, I thought too. But it has not changed from when I first watched it. I was talking to Court today, and he asked me, because he was, oh, I see you've been rewatching Death Parade. He's like, is it still good? And I was like, yeah, but I'm kind of getting the same vibe I did initially, where it's, I just don't think it's made for me exactly. Because I don't know. One of the major things I don't like about the show, I'll mention here real quick, is that it's not a very hopeful show at all. Because, you know, they're in the afterlife, and there's only two options, which is the void, which, as they describe, is a constant state of falling with all of your darkest emotions just collecting in forever. That's the void.
And yeah, that's lovely.
Reincarnation is just going back to Earth, which, like, okay. It's like, oh, I gotta do the grind again. But there's no
argue that there is not a good quote unquote option.
There's never like a point of like release, you know, like of like you get to rest now. It's either fall with your darkest thoughts or Sigma male grind set every day, baby. Let's go. Let's get it. that's the one thing I don't like about it. But otherwise, I don't want a sequel to it. What I think could be cool would be something set in the same world, though.
Yeah, maybe what, like following like a different barkeeper, like on a different level.
Following like a different barkeeper. Or, like, maybe following, like, Oculus, seeing what the fuck is he up to, or, like, Nona or something, or...
Dude, he just plays planet billiards, and looks cool.
But he mentioned in the show, he's, like, because Nona kind of called him, like a god or whatever. He's, like, well, she was, like, yeah, you're not a god, though. And he's, like, well, I'm the closest thing there is to one here. And then he kind of mumbles under his breath that God left a long time ago. And I was, like, curious about that. I was like, what? Oh, you want to elaborate?
Maybe? No, he doesn't.
I think, like, some more world building could be cool. But honestly, I'm totally fine with what we have. I don't... Because I feel like a second season would just fuck it up more than anything.
Yeah, very possibly.
So with all that to say, I still recommend going to watch the show. I actually recommended it to somebody as I was watching it tonight, as I was finishing it up. I recommended somebody like, hey, you would like the show. Go check it out. So I still highly recommend it. It's just not personally for me, if that makes sense.
Fair. This show fucking slaps. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I was like, okay, I've got like 10 hours to watch 12 episodes. This is going to be a tough grind. I don't know if I can do it. And then I just threw the whole thing. Like, it was lovely. It's a bit of a sad show. That's fine. I like that from time to time. The art was spectacular. Some of the facial animation got kind of unpleasant to look at, but that's because they're going through like extreme anguish, anger, sadness, what have you, in various circumstances. So, like, that's understandable. The art, the music, the design, it's all great. I really, really loved, like, getting to see the same thing, but with, like, different variations, different games, different people, to see how it plays out with different kind of personalities, different kind of histories, like, put together. I liked seeing how they had different characters play off each other. I'm not going to talk too much about it, because we said we're not going to spoil much, but, like, the episode, there's one episode where they lead off by saying, there's a murderer coming here. That two-parter was amazing and fascinating to listen to. This show feels big brain without turning the, like, shitty, weird, fake big brain that Babylon did.
it's actually big brain without being small brain pretending to be big brain.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Alexander W. Wood, the gamer president.
Good. That's why this show's good.
I don't know. I don't really know how to keep geeking out about it without just saying the same few things. I gave this an easy 9 out of 10. Like, I loved this show. I thought it was really, really good. And yeah, the OP was a jam.
As I was rewatching it, I knew. I was like, yeah, this is going to be Wob's thing right here. He's going to fuck with it heavy.
It was good. I liked it a lot. Oh. So I believe one of us has to shill at this point and try to make it quick, and then we'll announce our new episode, yeah?
Yeah, did you bring the dice?
I fucking didn't.
Well, I guess we're gonna
use a die roller program.
I was gonna say, while I do the shill, you sprint downstairs and grab the die, but sure, that works.
I'm just gonna roll a die on Google.
Do you have the list open?
I'm opening it right now.
All right, well, I'm going to shill real quick. If you are listening to us on any audio platforms, we also have a video version, which you can find on YouTube on our channel, ShadowWeeb. And if you're watching on YouTube, then you can go check us out on any audio platform where you would listen to podcasts. Thanks to Anchor, we're basically on all of them. We do get a slight kickback from ads on Anchor, but, like, honestly, we don't really care. It's not that big of a deal. Watch on whichever one you would prefer. On YouTube, you get to see our faces. On Anchor, it's more portable. You know, whatever. Listen to it in the car. If you would like to donate to us directly, we do have a supporter button set up on Anchor on our page there. But don't feel any need to. We're just having fun doing this. But if you do, you can DM one of us on Twitter, send us a receipt, and we'll shout you out on the episode. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow both of us on Twitter. I am at SeaweedAMB. He's at TheEpicWob, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's okay. If you're on YouTube, it's below us right now on our layout.
That is true. And if you're listening to audio platforms, it's linked in the description. And also
links are also in the description of the YouTube version.
Yeah, links are in the description. And then go subscribe to me on YouTube at Seaweed Ambassador. The videos are coming. I'm just so busy. But they are coming. I've gotten like 3 or 4 written right now. So, you know, just see when I have time to actually film and edit. But I think that's all the shill segment. So now it's time to find out what we're watching next week, which it's a surprise for everybody now. Because we don't know what it is, clearly, by our frantic pulling up the dice roller. So, but we have a list of 12, right?
A list of 10. Because last time we rolled on this, we rolled 2 out of the list. Because we rolled right. 1, and then I bailed on it, and we rolled again.
That's right.
So we're down to 10. We did not update this since last week. If we're going to start rolling on this every third week, we need to start adding to it on the regular as well. That's something we need to work on. Something to note, Death Parade was in the Wob's Choice segment of this Google Drive. I don't think we've added to the individual choice segments of this page since we made it like a half year ago.
I see, that was like around Kill a Kill time.
Yeah, so that's been in our watch list since like season 0.
Yep.
Also, because we have not added to this dual choice list, like half of them are horny shows.
All right. Well, what horny show are we getting, Wob?
We might not. You're not going to get a satisfying dice sound because I left my actual dice downstairs. I'm going to roll on Google. Do you want me to screen share to you, Seaweed, so you can see I'm not lying?
No, I trust you. Just tell me when you roll. I'll try to make a rolling sound effect.
I'm gonna click it in 3, 2, 1, rolling. Okay, this is only horny adjacent. This is horny adjacent. Is it 12 episodes, though?
What are we watching? I think everything on that list is 12 episodes.
It's weird. I could have sworn this was 24. We rolled Kakegurui.
Kakegurui.
There we go. Sorry, well, I have a stroke trying to read that.
Man, okay. I've been meaning to get around to this one for a while, so this will be fun. And I'm very excited to finally watch a show that I haven't seen yet. I feel like I've only been watching stuff that I've seen before.
Oh, that's what it is. It's 2 12-episode seasons. So we're going to be watching season 1 of Kakegurui. Kakegurui. I'm going to die next episode trying to pronounce this show.
It's not that hard. Maybe just practice over the week.
So we're going to watch girls get way too excited over gambling next week.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. So that should be fun. That should be fun. I think that's it. I think that's the end of the episode, isn't it?
Probably.
Alrighty, well.
It's gonna be a little bit short. This is a short second half.
Yeah, I think it's better than us bloating, which is what we're doing right now, baby.
Dude. Seriously, man, you know, the whole, like, 2 viewers we have, I bet you all this random nonsense talk we're on about, like, all of my tangents, that's gotta be why people stick around.
Yeah. And plus, we have to make sure that the video's 10 minutes long to get the ad mid-rolls, you know?
Is 110 minutes longer than 10 minutes?
I don't... Is it? Oh, fuck. All right, well, guys, we will see you again next week. The same weeb time, same weeb channel. That's an old reference right there, baby.
Yeah, it was.
All right, have a good one.